Pistols fire on one pressure, called Bryant. When I drop my handkerchief, you may level your pistols and fire. I shall drop it in a few seconds from now. And he held up the white kerchief in one hand. I heard the click of Bernier cocking his pistol. His eyes were steady on mine. Sold again, Bernier, I thought. You're all in a stew about nothing. The handkerchief fell. Bernier's right arm came up like a railway signal. Before I had even cocked my pistol, I was looking into his barrel. A split second and it shot smoke at me, and the crack of the charge was followed by something rasping across my cheek and grazing it. It was the wad. I fell back a step. Bernier was glaring at me, aghast that I was still on my feet, I suppose. And someone shouted, "Missed, by Jesus!" And another cried angrily for silence. It was my turn. And for a moment the lust was on me to shoot the swine down where he stood. But Bryant might have lost his head, and it was no part of my design anyway. They stood like statues, every eye on Bernier, waiting for me to shoot him down. I cocked my pistol, watching him. "Come on, damn you!" he shouted suddenly, his face white with rage and fear. I looked at him for a moment, then brought my pistol up no higher than hip level, but with the barrel pointing well away to the side. I held it negligently almost, just for a moment, so that everyone might see I was firing deliberately wide. I squeezed the trigger. What happened to that shot is now regimental history. I had meant it for the ground, but it chanced that the surgeon had set his bag and bottle of spirits down on the turf in that direction, maybe 30 yards off, and by sheer good luck the shot whipped the neck off the bottle clean as a whistle. "Deloped, by God!" roared Forrest. "He's deloped!" They hurried forward shouting, the surgeon exclaiming in blasphemous amazement over his shattered bottle. Bryant slapped me on the back, Forrest wrung my hand, Tracy stood staring in astonishment. It seemed to him, as it did to everyone, that I had spared Bernier and at the same time given proof of astounding marksmanship.